DW.
After a four-hour drive on dirt roads, a sign indicates the boundary of the Xingu Indigenous Park. The landscape changes abruptly, with large plantations behind us. A dense forest of tall trees leads the way to the Xingu River. More than 190 Indigenous women from different villages will travel by boat to an unprecedented gathering. 16 different groups live here on the banks of the Xingu River in the middle of the Amazon forest. Women traveled days to participate in this meeting in the Ilha Grande Indigenous Village. The meeting takes place in a typical Indigenous dwelling built in the center of the village. Microphone in hand, Ana Terra speaks to the audience of the concerns that unite them. She's one of the leaders of the Xingu Indigenous Land, the first area reserved exclusively for Indigenous people in Brazil in 1961. They want to preserve their forest, but in order to do so, they need to overcome discrimination.
Assim, eu falo de mim, da minha região. Lá ainda existe muito preconceito.
In my region, we have to deal with a lot of prejudice just because we're women. But we don't want this anymore. We want to walk side by side with our men and fight together for our forests.
A gente quer lado a lado lutando com os nossos homens.
In the Xingu River Basin, deforestation continues. In the first 4 months of 2019 alone, more than 36 million trees, or 30,000 hectares of land, were cleared in the region. The expansion of monoculture and increased illegal land grabbing are the main reasons behind this deforestation. Ana Terra's sister, Watatakaluyo Walapiti, says the biggest threat to the Indigenous people of Xingu is their neighbors, industrial farmers who grow soybeans.
The farmers use a lot of agrochemicals on their crops. Eventually, all this poison drains into our river, and the government approves of this practice. These farmers represent our greatest threat. They plot against us all the time because they think we're wasting our land. They do not understand that the standing forest is worth more than their money, not only for us, but for them too.
Do que o dinheiro dele vale muito mais, né? Não só para gente, para ele também.
Deforestation presents other problems which weigh on the minds of these women too. Vizio Kayabi, one of the pioneers of the movement, says climate change is one of her top concerns.
We've been suffering from the heat. This hasn't happened before. Now the farmers are getting closer and closer to our lands, and when they clear all the trees, the warmth comes into the Xingu.
When an area of forest disappears for cropland, surface temperatures can rise up to 5 degrees Celsius, according to the Amazon Environmental Research Institute. The disappearance of forest cover also impacts water. Without trees, the steam they transfer into the air vanishes and rainfall decreases. From his laboratory at the Amazon Environmental Research Institute, scientist Divino Severio explains what he found while investigating the relationship between deforestation and rainfall in Xingu.
Converting forest to plantation results in up to a 30% reduction in water vapor formation. And this water vapor, which will no longer be formed, would become rain somewhere. This means that this deforestation process is also changing the precipitation.
For the Xingu women, preserving their territory is important, not just for the environment, but also for their children. Mapulu Kamayura is one of the most respected leaders in the Xingu. When she speaks, everyone is silent. She says this natural heritage is disappearing.
The government is behind the destruction of the forest here, as well as the farmers. I'm very concerned because I'm the leader of my community. How will my grandchildren live in the future? We have to fight in order to preserve our forest for them.
The neighbors of the Xingu Indigenous Land are the largest soybean producers in Brazil. When asked for comment, the local producers' association denied any irregularities. They said that their production is in accordance with Brazilian laws and that they are against illegal deforestation. Together, the women celebrate their language, traditional knowledge, and culture. Although they live in the same territory, these women come from different ethnic groups.
We are the women of Xingu. We are Kajabi, Kuikuro, Baura, Javalapichi, Yucha, Trumai, Mihinako, Tapayuna, Kalapalo, and other ethnic groups.
Tapayuna, Kalapalo.
That was Irei Kayabi. Her cousin Amirei Kayabi is a young leader. Amirei says she took this role after she learned of the government's intentions. Since President Jair Bolsonaro took office last January, indigenous communities across Brazil are afraid of the promises he made during his campaign. Elected with the help of powerful agribusiness, he called into question the existence of indigenous reserves. Bolsonaro has vowed to freeze demarcations of new indigenous reserves, withdraw the protected status of others, and open reservation lands to agriculture and mining, even in the Amazon rainforest. According to the Brazilian constitution, indigenous peoples have the right to their ancestral lands. From now on, a woman will serve alongside the men who've always made the decisions. In a few weeks, they'll head to Brasilia, the country's capital. Amari thinks this will change how decisions are made and how indigenous women are represented.
Principalmente do governo, né, de acabar, tentar acabar com nossos direitos, com nossas terras.
The government wants to withdraw our rights and our lands. As soon as we women began to get informed, we realized the danger and the risks. We are prepared to take up positions in indigenous organizations and associations so we can participate in politics and raise our voices. We want the world to hear us. We believe this will strengthen the role of women by protecting our territory and our indigenous rights.
Na questão da proteção e defesa do território, né, dos direitos indígenas.
The Brazilian government declined to comment for this story. While the relationship between the Brazilian government, farmers, and Brazil's indigenous people has historically been unstable, the Xingu women say they won't stop fighting to protect their lands and way of life, even in the current political climate.
DW.